You're listening to All Things Considered on Valley Public Radio. Students at schools across the San Joaquin Valley walked out of classrooms today to demonstrate for action on gun violence and to remember the 17 students killed last month at a high school in Florida. In some cases, teachers used the occasion to turn the mass protests into teachable moments. At other schools, administrators took a markedly different approach. Here to tell us more, we have Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui and Carrie Klein, who covered the protests in both Fresno and Clovis. Laura, I want to start with you. You began the day at Fresno High School in the Tower District. What was the scene like there?
Yeah, when I got there, it almost looked like they were preparing for a rally. There were students sort of getting ready. They had a canopy up. They were afraid it might rain. And this was all taking place in front of Royce Hall, Fresno High's auditorium. There's a green there. They call it Warrior Park. And so when I got there, they're, you know, pretty friendly to the media. We had to wait a little in the lobby, but then they let us in. We got to talk to the principal, approach students. I actually went to a classroom and then walked back out as the students left their class. So that's what they did, is they left their class early and then went to Warrior Park and then had a lion. There were some poems read. They read all the names of the victims at Marjory Stoneman Douglas. And as the names were read, students sat down or lie down. They were holding signs, things like that. But this was all within school grounds.
What was the overall tone like at Fresno High?
Very peaceful. They, made an effort to say things like, we all can agree, no matter what our, you know, political views are, that killing people is not the way to go, you know, is a bad thing. And we are all saddened by this. And, you know, we need to vote. It was high schoolers who were leading this. But the student who was, in a way, emceeing was encouraging people, make sure you vote or pre-register to vote. And so that was, the emphasis was really on what can we do as students, and how can we memorialize these people whose lives were lost.
I know in some cases these protests have been somewhat nebulous in what they're calling for, in some cases gun safety versus gun control. Were there specific policies that came up, or was it more general?
It was pretty general. It was very much just, we deserve to feel safe on campus. We deserve, you know, for schools to be a neutral place, and that's what we're calling for. So that was rough, you know, for the most part, how the students seemed to be taking it. At one point, though, one person did, an adult outside the school, approach the grounds. He was outside the fence, and he, after the students, pretty much after the whole sort of assembly ended, started yelling things to them, and the students sort of congregated around there. I saw, after most of the students left, another reporter posted online that he had a megaphone and was saying things like, guns don't kill people, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. So there was that, but throughout most of this, that was at the very end. Otherwise, it was very peaceful.
So at Fresno High, the walkout was a walkout of classrooms, but not a walk off campus.
Exactly, yes. I actually saw the gates were, you know, one of the side gates was open. Students could have left if they wanted to, I suppose, but I did not see any students actually leave. They all walked to the green and took part in this. And of course, they weren't made to. They could if they wanted to. There were some teachers who were in other classrooms if students decided not to participate, but there were, I want to say, hundreds of students. A lot of them showed up.
I'll return to that in a moment. I want to bring our Carrie Klein into the conversation. Now, Carrie, you were at Clark Intermediate School in downtown Clovis.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the scene there was a little bit different. What happened there this morning?
Yeah, it was much different. It was pretty calm. It was a pretty small showing. I think there were other schools in Clovis Unified where more may have been going on, but at this one, I only saw two students who walked out of class and actually signed out for the rest of the day. And as I was leaving, there were a few more who came out, but I'm not entirely sure if they were leaving or not.
Now, I understand a group of students did make their way to Congressman Devin Nunes' office, which is a few blocks away on Clovis Avenue. I understand you caught up with some of them on their way back to campus. What was their take on the overall event?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that was also spurred on a lot by parents. I think any of the students who did go to Devin Nunes' office had been there with their parents as well. And they were saying much the same thing as the students I had seen at the school, much, you know, very similar to what Laura had seen in Fresno, where they really just wanted to see They wanted to see more, quote unquote, common sense gun measures. They wanted to see more of kind of an acknowledgement, you know, in their minds that guns had been involved in this violence, and they wanted to see some change from Congress.
Now, I know in discussing how this came out today, you said that the scene at Clark Intermediate School was a little bit different than what Laura just described at Fresno High. How so?
Yeah, it was. It felt a lot different. It was a lot more tense. You know, I'd been told beforehand by the folks at Clovis Unified that reporters were not welcome on campus. They were not to be on the actual school grounds, only on public grounds, because it would have been disruptive during the school day. And while I was there, there were faculty and administrators at the school all over the periphery of the school to make sure that we stayed on the sidewalk. And if a media representative veered, you know, there were some parents that had come out of an office, and if media representatives veered toward them, we were quickly shooed back to the sidewalk. And there were also administrators there when students filed out between classes and made a lot of noise. I mean, it seemed like they were coming out. Students, faculty were there saying, "Go back to class," shouting it. And so it did not feel like it was a particularly encouraging atmosphere.
Now, Laura, I want to turn back to you because I understand you actually got to talk to some faculty members at Fresno High. How did your experience contrast with that that we heard from Carrie?
Yeah, they were very welcoming from, you know, once I was on campus. First of all, they let me on campus, which was different from Carrie's experience. And then afterwards, I knew that they actually, I think the Social Justice Club had a survey for students to take and for that to be facilitated by teachers afterwards. I went to a history classroom and talked to a teacher who was having their students read an article about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and was using it as a moment to talk about other, you know, moments in American history where people have pushed against rules or pushed against law enforcement and really driven for change, you know, everything from Dr. King to when schools are desegregated. And he also tried to use this to talk about why is school safety even a conversation that we have? And he talked about Columbine and how up until that moment, schools had been a neutral zone. Nobody had even considered that such a thing could happen as a school shooting on campus.
Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui and Carrie Klein with us today reporting their observations from today's school protests throughout the nation and here in the Valley. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.